There will not be a nationwide freight rail strike after all. Railroads and labor unions reached a tentative agreement early today, preventing a walkout that would have made supply chain issues even worse. The five-year deal includes 24% raises and bonuses of $5,000. It also addresses union concerns about working conditions. This morning, President Biden met with negotiators who had worked nearly round the clock. Afterward, in the Rose Garden, he praised their effort.
This agreement is validation of what I've always believed. Unions and management can work together for the benefit of everyone. To the American people, this agreement can avert a significant damage that any shutdown would have brought.
A strike also would have halted most of the nation's passenger rail service. Today, Amtrak said it's working to restore full service after scaling back as a precaution. Mortgage rates in America jumped again, topping 6% for the first time since the 2008 financial crisis. Freddie Mac reported that 30-year fixed rates rose from 5.89% last week to 6.02% this week. That is more than double what it was a year ago. And the sharp rise is pushing homebuyers out of the market. Sales of new homes have fallen for six straight months. In Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky has announced the discovery of mass graves in Izium. Ukrainian forces recaptured the city in recent days. Earlier in Kyiv, Zelensky hosted European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen after a week of major battlefield gains. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin met with Chinese President Xi Jinping at a regional summit in Uzbekistan. For the first time, Putin appeared to acknowledge setbacks in the war.
We highly value the balanced position of our Chinese friends when it comes to the Ukraine crisis. We understand your questions and concerns about this. We will, of course, explain our position.
Separately, the UN's nuclear watchdog agency demanded today that Russia end its occupation of the endangered Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant in southern Ukraine. Only Russia and China voted against the resolution. Mourners in London waited for up to 9 hours today to pay their respects to the late Queen Elizabeth II. She lay in state at Parliament's Westminster Hall. The line to file past the coffin stretched for more than 4 miles. The vigil continues until Monday, when the funeral is scheduled. Back in this country, the boil water notice in Jackson, Mississippi has finally been lifted. The state's capital city made the announcement today, but also advised again not to use the water in baby formula. Officials imposed the notice in late July after trouble at aging and poorly maintained water facilities. The situation escalated into a crisis with heavy rain and flooding in late August. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has complied with a Justice Department subpoena as part of the January 6th investigation. It's widely reported that Meadows turned over the same records that he'd already given to a congressional committee. The Justice Department has served a battery of subpoenas this month to allies of former President Trump. And on Wall Street, stocks gave more ground today over fears that inflation will ultimately bring on a recession. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 173 points to close at 30,961. The Nasdaq fell 167 points, nearly 1.5%. The S&P 500 was down just over 1%. Still to come on the News Hour, more states implement new abortion bans after the reversal of Roe v. Wade. Republican Senator Rob Portman discusses his support for a bill that would protect same-sex marriage. Advocates push to give more money to people when they leave prison. Tennis great Roger Federer announces his retirement after an illustrious career, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.